This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This probably isn't the best thing to tell men.
Uh-oh.
Because we are willing to do all sorts of insane things to get an advantage in this realm.
Okay.
And if guys find out, they could start packing more heat in their pants using this. Buddy, folks who don't need it are going to sprint to their doctor in an effort to show the world their brand spanking new penis.
Gotta load up.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Exciting news. Our penises are getting larger.
Wow.
This according to a study
just
done.
Just naturally or?
Well, a study done by a National Diabetes Research Organization stumbled upon this information.
What's that?
From 2022 to 2024, the average penis has grown over 10%.
That's a lot.
From 5.17 inches to 5.63 inches. And scientists believe they know why. Do you want to take a guess?
So is it something we're taking?
It is something that has become very popular. It is something you take over the last 4 or 5 years.
But it's like something like a prescription drug?
Yeah, yes.
You said diabetes.
You want to take a shot?
So is it diabetic like medicine?
Maybe sometimes.
It's not elongate, right? Or extends?
No, it's not extends.
The one that Jimmy Johnson sold people?
Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
Ozempic?
Nailed
those drugs?
Nailed
So the diet shot in
yes.
The belly.
These doctors believe Ozempic is making our penises bigger.
And you lose the weight and getting hung?
Okay.
So it's not that like the population's penises are getting bigger. It's that people are actually, while they're an adult, their penises are getting bigger.
Okay, let me explain.
I'm confused.
Let me explain. Because here's the thing. If you just read the headline, which people...
I didn't know if this was like an evolution thing.
No.
It sounds like it's linked to this thing.
Okay, if you read the headline, it sounds like if you shoot yourself up with Ozempic, you're going to get a bigger penis, no matter who you are. And that's not true. What is happening is, for men that are heavy, when you lose weight, your penis appears bigger.
Stretches out.
Well, no. You're losing weight in the... Okay, how do I put this?
So it appears bigger.
So there's fat in your dong area.
So the skin's stretching out. So like, you know, like you when people lose weight, like they'll have like the excess skin kind of hanging.
You know when you get in a car accident and the airbag goes off?
Yeah.
Fat guys, it looks like an airbag went off around their penis sometimes.
Okay.
So when you lose weight, you lose fat in that area too, which makes your penis bigger.
But you had to be one big fat boy.
No, I believe
I would think it would go the opposite way.
No,
you could just lose.
No, you gain girth and distance.
Oh, okay.
So
I didn't know that.
I believe, and Kimmy, can you look this up for me? I think for every 30 to 50 pounds, they say you gain a third to a half of an inch of penis.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, so then they figured out it's from weight loss, basically. So if you lost weight, however you lost weight.
Yes.
You would get the same result.
This is what their theory is here. Yeah, by the way, it also says the prostate pulling on your penis brings your penis closer to your body.
Makes it tight.
So men who have lost 75 to 100 pounds.
Those are some fat boys.
Reported gaining an inch to 1.75 inches in their penis.
So you lost 100 pounds?
Yeah.
Did you ever look?
No, I haven't seen my penis in like
no,
nine
but
years.
Did you notice?
I'm packing, bro. What up?
Did you notice for real?
Yeah, I did. I started knocking cups off the table. Yes, no, it happened. It happened. And it's not like I was...
I've seen your penis.
Yeah, you have. Not since I lost
You've seen mine.
Not since I lost all that weight, though. You want to see it now?
No.
There's also a theory, too, along with the weight loss, that the increasing blood flow from...
That's what I'm seeing. It has nothing to do so much with the weight loss as it does losing weight can improve blood
circulation.
Flow to the penis,
okay.
Which may enhance it.
So all of these things.
So it all benefits your dong.
And it does, but here's the thing. It has coined a new term. Ozempenis.
Oh.
I have now Ozempenis.
So you think guys are going to flock to get the shot?
All right, so let's talk about this. So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. This is absolutely a problem because we men have a complicated relationship with our cranks.
Yes.
Fun fact. Recent study showed only one half of American men, one half, say they are happy with the size of their dong.
Oh.
So you'd think a lot of men would be willing to try something where scientific studies say it makes it bigger.
Yeah.
Problem is this.
What?
Even if you have weight to lose. Ozempic does have side effects. Now, if you're diabetic or obese, those side effects may be worth it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is a bigger problem.
Sure.
So, yeah. But there's the potential for nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, constipation, and fatigue on these, what do they call them, Kimmy? There's a special peptide, whatever drug.
Okay.
If you're 150 pounds overweight, you would take those side effects.
Oh, yeah.
If you want another inch on your penis, is it worth nausea, right. diarrhea, vomiting, constipation?
Well,
fatigue?
You could possibly get those.
Yeah.
But let's just say you got like one of those.
I mean, I know multiple people that have tried Ozempic.
Yeah.
Every one I know has had at least one of those side effects. And for them, it was worth it. They dealt with it.
So nausea, diarrhea.
Nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, constipation, or fatigue. Those are the most common side effects.
Okay.
Would you take that for an extra inch of penis?
I think most guys would.
Yeah, that penis is good. Extra inch of penis is going to do you really well while you're diarrheaing all over the place.
Well, you're not diarrhea all the time.
Oh, you know. One of the worst Eddie Murphy, Rick James combinations. My girl likes
diarrhea all the time. Diarrhea.
I could see a single person taking on those risks, but would you want those risks if you're already in like a long-term relationship? Like, no. Is it worth it to you then?
What a terrible thing to say about your wife. Nah, she's used to this old crank.
Well, I mean,
one of the worst shows on PBS.
I guess my question
this
is
old
how
crank.
Much
this old
how much would it matter to her? Like, does she want you like tired and grumpy all the time?
What if your wife came
to you? The sheets?
What if she came to you and was like, oh, you can get another inch? Like,
well, then you would.
No, but
I guess if you thought it was important to her, maybe. But if she doesn't care, why would it matter to you?
It would hurt your feelings, though, right? If she was like, "Ooh, have you seen?" Like she shows you the stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, have you seen this right here?
That would be dong crushing.
Staples it to your forehead. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Penises are getting bigger. We've gained, as men, an average of 10% in penis length over the last 2 years. But it has nothing to do with what Kimmy theorized was evolution. They think it's Ozempic.
Yeah.
Weight loss. Better blood flow from the drug becoming more popular is adding to penis size. Men who have lost 75 to 100 pounds report that they have gained 1 to 1.75 inches in their penis. And people just read headlines, right? We know this. It's a problem when you put in the headline, Ozempic gives you a bigger penis because you have a bunch of men running out to go get Ozempic penis. By the way, there is also the fact that Ozempic is still a relatively new drug for what it's being used for, the weight loss. I mean, we're not totally sure of what the long-term ramifications can be. And again, if you're overweight to the point where you're at an increased risk of heart problems.
Your only chance.
Stroke, diabetes, worth it. But, like, do you want to take a risk for an extra inch or two of penis?
Yeah, especially if you don't need it.
I mean, guys are taking Viagra, and it's not really, the pill wasn't designed for it. It's a blood pressure medicine.
Okay.
But it gives you a boner.
Yeah, but
and you don't need it. But you're still taking it just to get a boner.
That was a stupid.
Or maintain a boner.
It's a stupid thing to do, though. You shouldn't take Viagra unless they tell you you should take Viagra.
No, but the Viagra wasn't designed for your boner.
Oh, no, you're initially. Right. It was a blood pressure.
Yes, right. That's what I'm saying. Now guys are just taking it just to keep it up. And I think most guys will go, yeah, I'll take it. Especially as you age. You know, all this stuff helps you when you age.
Are we talking boner or size?
Both. You know what I mean?
Sizer.
Yeah, you want it up and you want it longer.
Okay. Look, I don't know, man. I ain't got that problem yet. No big deal. It would be interesting.
What?
252-WCMF, 252-9263, to see what men are willing to sacrifice for a little more size. Because, Tommy, there are penile implant surgery.
Yeah.
Those are scary,
There's
though.
Some pretty painful procedures out there, right?
And I think that's it. Nobody wants their dong cut open. But pills, shots, creams, those are easier. There's also a billion-dollar industry in totally unproven and potentially dangerous things they advertise on TV. Doug Flutie, Frank Thomas, those things, right? They have two women with them at every driving range.
It's amazing.
It is amazing when you go to like a convenience store and you just see the wall of those things. And I'm like, even if you wanted to take one of these, how would you even know which one to choose?
Just pick your favorite celebrity.
No. These ones are called like Cobra and like Lion.
Well, I'm taking Cobra, man. That's a big old snake.
Okay. Why anybody would take a pill designed for your penis that is sold behind the counter of a 7-Eleven blows my mind. Because that happens.
Oh, yeah.
People do that. What are you thinking?
But it's been going on for years. I remember when that ginseng, the drink, was supposed to help you keep you up.
Okay.
And people were drinking that stuff.
Is that bad, though? Like, could you hurt yourself?
But it didn't work.
These pills are just being mixed in, like, places, countries we can't pronounce, in labs that aren't labs, right? And you're just like, yeah, I'll take that for my boner. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot. Can I get a Slurpee, too, after I took this boner medicine I got at the gas station?
Yeah, it's a sugar pill.
So sugar pill is the best case scenario.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Look at the sugar keep you up.
Yeah. It's saying a lot these days. By the way, all of this that we're talking about here, it turns out it's for something that matters very little to women in general.
Yeah, they don't really care.
It's not that they don't care. A study of heterosexual women in 2024 asked women what their ideal penis size was. The ideal penis size that was most common, 5.5 inches.
Which is what the average man is.
That is the average size of an American.
She doesn't want to be
penis.
Uncomfortable.
Is that what they tell you?
Yes.
The big ones scare me, Tommy. I don't even know. You're perfect. It's like you were made for me. But, like, we're all fighting to get a bigger penis.
Yeah.
They don't want it.
At least that's what
they
say.
She may not even notice.
I mean, maybe they were lying in the survey, too. Maybe the guy with the clipboard looked like he had a small penis.
Yeah, they wouldn't hurt his feelings.
Yeah, no, 5.5 is good. It's good for you. It's not bad. Right. I mean, Kimmy.
Yeah.
I know this may be a personal question.
But you're going to ask it anyways.
I'll ask it in a way that won't embarrass anybody. Have you ever been with a man that you think could have benefited from this?
A little weenie boy.
I don't think so.
Little weenie boy.
Listen, you would really only notice as a woman if a guy was like an extreme one way or the other, or if there was something like different about it that you've never seen before.
Has that happened to
like,
you?
Like, it would have to vary pretty, it would have to vary a lot for you to even be able to tell a difference.
Have you ever seen something that you did not expect to see?
Personally, no, but I've heard some stories.
Okay. Do you feel comfortable sharing one of those stories?
I mean, I've heard, so for instance, like this is one that's happened a few times to friends, crooked.
Peroni.
Yeah, so
but like again,
Italian.
Like that, something like that, like stands out.
Okay.
Yeah, but you have to just do it around a corner.
Yeah.
A weird birthmark. Somebody had encountered that.
Birthmark on the dong.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, okay, so going back to Peyronie's disease, serious question, because I know this is like a common
thing. Yeah, it is. It seems very common.
And, you know, there's ways to correct it. Yeah. Can you have sex, like, in a standard way, or do you, like, actually have to, like, do you have to do it like
you have to angle it.
But it's a straight line in.
Yeah.
Right, but you have to, because it's usually bent up.
No, because I've seen
a dog leg?
Yeah, dog leg.
All right, so then you would have to,
because it seems like
move her around
a
little bit.
You could easily get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, like break it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would worry about that. So, like, is it like doing the hustle?
Yeah, maybe so.
No, like I mean, I know there aren't a lot of guys. Maybe guys are embarrassed about talk. I'm genuinely curious. Like, do you have to like work your hips in a unique way when your penis is bent to the left or the right to make it work?
Because it's going to hurt her.
Would it?
Because it's going in weird.
Maybe. How does it even go in?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like a key in the wrong lock.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is there a man with Peyronie's disease that'll let me watch him have sex? I'm very curious as to how this
works. Oh, sure. There's a lot of guys.
Do you think there's Peyronie's disease porn?
You could Google and look.
I'm saying we've watched a lot of porn.
There has to be because there's every kind of porn.
Is it? Would you even have to search it out, or is it so common, though, that it could be in anything and you maybe didn't notice?
I don't really look at the dongs.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, maybe you didn't notice.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because, I mean, I don't think it's like, is it so, are all cases so extreme?
I don't know if it looks
notice?
Like one of those rulers that's two rulers connected at the top.
Yeah.
Or like if it's just, like, you know what I mean? Like, how far does it have to hook where it starts to become a problem?
Mm-hmm. So in the commercial, they don't show you a penis. They show you a zucchini.
Yeah.
That's kind of bent.
Yeah.
If that helps.
I don't, okay. Do women have, is there a female version of that?
Like, she's got a crooked tunnel?
Well, yeah, like it goes around. I was actually proud of him. You made a face. I thought that was the nicest way he could have said that.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah, I mean, but it probably has one of those slow down, you know, you can only go 40 miles an hour when you hit the curve.
Kimmy, can you Google if there's
flashing light? I'm already ahead of you.
Yeah, we got it, man. We got it. Because like it would be worse for a woman, I think.
To have a crooked vagina?
Vagina than it would be for a man to have.
I mean, it's just as they all vary in significantly in size, shape, and appearance.
Yeah, we know about that, don't we, buddy? Oh, buddy. You know, it is funny. When it comes to like talking about sex with kids, like, you know, as you're getting older and like preparing them for whatever it is, I do think, I don't know what it's like for women being taught about sex. I think we need to prepare boys more for the difference in vaginas.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in penises.
No. I mean, you see other penises in locker rooms.
Different
and things.
Genitalia.
Yes. Like, but for women specifically, like for heterosexual guys, I don't know what your experience was like, but like my first sexual experience as a teenager, it happens, and that's what a vagina looked like to me, right? That's what it looks like. And then the next one I saw, totally different, to the point where I thought something was wrong.
But there's no normal, so I wouldn't even, to your point, like, what would you show that would be different if they're all different?
But, like, all the diagrams I had seen in school looked the same.
Yes.
Okay. And, like, this girl's, the first ones looked like that.
Right.
The second one I saw, it was like a monster movie, as far as I was concerned up to that point, and I didn't, I was like, something's wrong. And it wasn't until like years later I was like, oh, they're all like snowflakes.
Yes. So,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
No, I'm being serious when I say this.
See, because like my generation, because there was a muff down there, you didn't know what it really looked like. And then one day it was like ZZ Top shaved.
So like you discovered.
And then like you're really getting the raw look.
It's like when Kiss did that first album with their makeup off and everyone was really disappointed.
Yes. Like, wow.
That's what Gene looks like?
I'm telling you, like, the first time you saw...
So you didn't really see a true vagina until you were an adult.
Well...
Like a bare vagina, I should
say. So, like, even in porn, like, the shaved kitty didn't really show up till like, the early
80s. Okay.
And before then, it was all...
How old were you then? Like,
21?
Yeah.
And, like, my first wife, she's, you know... Fully haired down there.
Fully haired.
My first girlfriend, same thing. Completely, muffed out.
I've never had that experience in my life. Never. Not once.
You're so lucky. I'm telling you, it's like licking piano wire.
With that, let's take a break. Door locked.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Weapon in hand. That's what you think of when you hear police standoff.
Yeah, yeah, you're barricaded in.
We've all seen the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Floodlight, guy on the phone with the cops making demands.
Oh, the negotiator.
That's right. That is not the situation that played out in this story.
What happened?
And look, we're not police officers, but it's hard to figure out what the reason was. They couldn't just, like, grab this guy right where he was in the moment.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Story comes from just east of us, and it started with a domestic incident. Authorities were called to a residence, and when they got there, they found a man, age unknown, sitting on his John Deere riding mower in the middle of the street.
Okay. Oh.
Like, was it moving?
No.
Just okay. Sitting there.
Sitting there. He was told to get off the mower.
Yeah.
To which he refused.
Okay.
Which led, according to the story, to a standoff with police.
So he's sitting on a mower.
In the middle of the road.
But he doesn't have a gun or anything.
No word about a weapon. What are we missing here?
A lot.
Okay. He wasn't locked. There's no doors
on. So he's blocking a road with his mower.
But he's just sitting on the. There's no doors on the mower. You can't like block yourself in a John Deere. Can't you just go get the guy off the mower?
Yeah, you would think, right?
Right? And like, even if you were worried he was going to turn the mower on and drive it at you, those things like peek out at
got
what?
Got some time.
Yes.
Six.
Thank you. And like, even if it was doing like 15. You couldn't just grab them from behind?
But don't they have the thing that just shoots the beanbags?
I don't know if I don't.
Do they have those on them at all times?
Yeah, like, I don't think they have just a beanbag gun.
Oh, I always thought they had those.
They might.
Oh, you could have tased them.
Okay, tasers are they're not.
You're probably trying to not use any of those things initially if they don't have to.
Well, you could knock them off.
Well, but that's what I mean. Like, or just like grab his wrist.
Yeah, just pull them off.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I don't understand how this is a standoff.
Yeah.
Right? Like, even if it's happening in my neighborhood and I'm watching the cops surround my neighbor on a John Deere tractor, like, again, I'm not a cop.
Unless
like,
you thought he had a weapon on him.
Okay, maybe.
Offer him a beer, maybe you get off.
Well, he's on a tractor. He's already got a beer.
You want a cold one? All right, you already got a beer.
Have either of you ever fantasized about a police standoff?
Not a standoff.
Oh, never? Like what you would do in that situation?
Well, like, there are so many great movies about police standoffs. Yeah. Dog Day Afternoon.
You got the
vice
surrounded.
Yeah. The movie Standoff.
Yeah.
And, like...
Even those old gangster movies when they're, you know, the cops got the place surrounded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's always, like, a hidden thing in the standoff movie. Like, the guy keeps the police at bay, but he's not as crazy as they think he is. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a reason why he's doing this, and it makes logical sense, and you, like, start to identify with the guy who's barricaded
in. Okay.
The demands are always the most fun part. Of the standoff.
Yes.
Because you're in control. You get to ask for whatever you want.
Well, you need money.
Okay.
You need a car.
Uh-huh.
And a plane.
But the car takes me to the plane.
Right.
Yeah.
You need all those things.
Okay. To get out of the standoff.
Yeah.
And they're going to be supplied by the people who are trying to apprehend you.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get in the car, you no longer have the leverage that you had.
But it's going to take a while to get the car.
Okay.
And we're having a hard time getting this plane, see? So you're going to have to be patient with me.
Oh, really? You want me to be patient?
That's a lot of money. Wait, what?
That could have been a hostage. Next time it will be. Click! Yeah, see how fun this is?
Whenever I watch those movies or shows, there is always a point where I'm like, yep, that's where I'd give up. Right there.
Yeah.
That's where I'd give in. That sounds good to me. Let's call it quits here.
Well, like, how about the second the police show up is when you give in? Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
The bank robbery fantasy, common. The police chase fantasy, common. Maybe, Kimmy, to your point, the standoff fantasy isn't as popular because there's no way to get away with a standoff. Can you think of anyone who's ever been gotten away with a standoff?
And they've never been...
Yeah, and just disappeared.
Escaped and no one ever caught them. Like, you've already broken the law.
I think it's impossible.
Like, they're not just going to... You can't just be like, okay, guys, listen. You go over there.
Yes.
I'll put my gun down. And we're just
too deep in this now.
Like, it never happened.
Best case scenario, you are going to jail. And even if you come up with a list of, like, amazing demands, pass the car, the plane, the money, right? Like, okay. You're not going to get to use the cool stuff they bring to you. Like, the highlight of the average police standoff would be maybe the pizza they send in for you and the hostage.
Yes.
And it's
something you'd have to use right away.
It's always free pizza.
Well, it's the we can get it quickly for you.
All right, question.
While I work on your car.
All right, let's say hypothetically.
All right.
I go into a building. I barricade myself in. I got hostages, and I'm on a police standoff. If I asked for a different kind of food, do you think they would go get it for me?
Depends how deep you want to go.
Okay. I want catering from Chicken Out.
Chicken Out?
I am holding a police standoff, but I also want to support local business.
Okay, so you want to keep it local.
Yes, yeah.
You
yeah,
want absolutely. A hostage local.
I want Chicken
with
Out.
Extra
locally
sauces.
Sourced.
Yes, right. No, yeah, no, you bring me the extra sauces. That's part of the demand.
Okay.
Kimmy, you're holding the police standoff.
Starting to take orders from your hostages.
Well, I mean, if you're, they got to be here.
How many do you think you'll eat?
Kimmy, you're at a police standoff.
Yeah.
They got to feed you and the hostages. Uh-huh. We're going into hour 16.
Ooh.
What food are you asking for?
I'm getting pizza, but I'm getting multiple types of pizza because I've never been able to actually like sit down and compare different slices of pizza around town.
Okay, so now...
But you want to make multiple trips to different joints?
You asked what I wanted.
She's got the power here.
Yeah.
Are you going to, like, offend... That's what like, bothers
I'm
you?
I'm going top five pizza, give me all the slices, and I'm going to do, like, a pizza tasting.
All right, in this scenario,
right.
Yeah.
She is holding innocent people...
Yeah.
Yes,
at hostage with a weapon with the cops surrounding her, and your issue is that she wants pizza from different places.
Not happening. We're going to storm it.
Okay.
We're going in.
All right. It's you.
Yeah.
You're holding yourself inside a place. You got yeah. hostages. What do you want to eat? What are you ordering?
I think I want steak.
Steak? Wait. Two different pizzas is too much, but steak?
Yeah, I want a steak.
Steak doesn't travel.
And lobster.
Well. It doesn't travel to go. Well, bro, that bank's going to smell like fish.
You're going to need silverware and stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that too.
It's not like a convenient
food. I want some linen.
Food.
Linen? You're going to yeah. come in and set up a table for you? By the way, that's how they get you. They sneak in like someone that looks innocent and all of a sudden, freeze!
Oh, damn it.
By the way, also, if I'm a hostage in your hostage or your standoff fantasy, I'm not upset that I'm being held at gunpoint. I'm upset that now I get to smell lobster shells for the next however long this goes.
Ooh, I think I know what I want.
What?
Cigars and booze.
You can't smoke inside the bank.
That's what you're worried about? Oh, I'm going to shoot people.
I want
a box of nice smokes and some of that Japanese whiskey you like.
Okay, but here's
the problem. That's quick.
All right, here's
boom, you can get that done.
Here's the problem, though. If you get drunk, you now are less sharp, and you're going to get caught easier.
Oh.
You got to keep yourself sharp.
I'll sip.
Sip the whiskey along the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, 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 and puff.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We had asked earlier as we talk about this, quote, standoff that was happening just east of us. It was a man on a John Deere tractor just in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
The standoff. Okay, mm-hmm. Whatever. Talking about the standoff fantasy, we had asked if there was anyone who had ever gotten away with something like that. Peyton's on CMF. Hey, Peyton, how are you, buddy? Mm-hmm.
How you guys doing? Good. Speaks yet. And you forgot about D.B. Cooper, the greatest man who's ever gotten away with a standoff.
But he died.
Okay, well, we don't know what happened.
He's dead.
All right,
yeah,
now.
But, I mean, there's proof that he got away with the money, but what happened to him from there, nobody knows because he got away.
All right, so for those who don't know, real quick, D.B. Cooper, it happened in the 1970s. It was a fake name of a man who got a plane. He was on a plane. He took the plane hostage. They landed the plane. They let everybody off except for two stewardesses and the pilots.
Yeah.
He asked for a parachute.
And money.
Yes. Use the parachute to jump out of the plane when
a
they took off.
A moving jet.
Again. But again, yeah, it's a crazy story. They yeah. never found out what happened to the guy.
Yeah.
He still
but they did
stay.
Find the money.
Some of the money.
Yes.
Some of
so
the
they
money.
Do know that kind of where he landed.
So, but here's the thing, Peyton. Like, yes, plane, it's moving. I'm talking like a bank kind of situation here, Peyton.
Oh, well, yeah, no, that's never really happened, but D.B. Cooper, I was just thinking of that. Also, one other thing about the guy in the John Deere, my immediate thought was he probably had gasoline or something on himself like that where
oh,
he couldn't approach him.
Self-immolation, that okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Something
Peyton.
Like that where, yeah.
All right, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. It's a good thought. I wouldn't have thought about that.
Okay.
You don't want the guy to set himself
no,
up.
Yeah.
You,
no.
Yeah.
Right. I should have asked Peyton where he was ordering for food. Okay. So, as we talk about the police standoff fantasy,
yeah,
you're like, we're having all this fun, right? Like, the hostage thing would put a damper on the whole fantasy.
Yeah. Like, that's,
yeah.
It's going to up the stakes.
Because, like, at every movie, every standoff movie you've seen, the person at the center of the standoff is holding the hostages at mm-hmm. gunpoint. And these hostages for this standoff to work have to believe you are going to do
yes.
something bad to them. And I don't want those people not to like me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want people to think I'm going to hurt them. And, like, you hear these stories, like, this idea of, like, Stockholm Syndrome and the hostage will eventually side with you. But, like, you've never seen, Tommy, like, a 20-year standoff reunion?
No, you don't.
Where they're, like, taking...
We're all getting back together again.
Yeah, here's some potato salad.
He was just a good guy.
But sometimes in those movies, like, the first guy they shoot, you kind of think he deserves it because he's kind of a dick to everybody to begin with.
He's Wait. Just in the bank.
No, but like, it might be like the.
Or he's the guy that tries something first.
Or he's like the mean bank president that nobody really gets along with anyway. So they're all like, yeah, it's terrible to have an old boss over there, huh?
I've never seen any standoff movie.
But where the first one, sacrifice the bad guy, the worst guy in the
world. The worst of the hostages.
No, none of the hostages are like, yeah, we got but like, Mr. Carter's down.
Nobody's like, oh my God.
They're always like, oh my God. That's when the scary music starts. Like, and the hostages realize, oh my God, this guy's serious.
Yeah.
What hostage movies are you watching?
I don't know. Maybe some in my head.
Okay.
It's either the guy that tries to take control of the situation first or the guy that tries to flee first, and I don't know.
Oh, he had a chicken, a scaredy cat.
I don't think you're a chicken.
Or tries to cut a deal with the guy. Like, he goes up and tries to cut a deal with the guy on the side, and that guy gets whacked first. You don't really care about that dude.
All of these things are reasonable responses to being held against
your will.
No, but
he was
going to
let everybody else die. He wanted to get out.
Okay, now you're just making scenarios.
No, but I'm telling, that could be a scenario where I could see. All right,
none of those things would happen.
Yeah, blow his ass away.
Also,
give me a piece of pizza.
I don't think I could be mean enough where hostages would believe I had it in me to hurt them.
Okay.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, think how
mean. Yeah, because you'd
have to do something terrible.
Right? Like, you'd have to make some threats, make it seem as real as possible.
She talked over your joke. It doesn't count. Your joke sucks.
I didn't even hear it.
Gabby doesn't even hear your joke. That's how bad it sucks. It's like the comedy club.
It sucked, huh?
People right in the front row talking over your set. Why do they call it Ovaltine? You know, go back to the initial story.
Yeah.
We don't know where this guy lived on the mower that was having a, quote, standoff.
I'm assuming it's his neighborhood, I hope.
Well, I'm saying what town he lived in.
Yeah.
Right? But if he lived in a standard neighborhood, the folks that live around him probably got to watch this whole thing play out in real time.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The charges are the worst part, but your neighbors witnessing this whole thing would be an easy second worst part, because if this guy makes bail and he pleads guilty to lower charges, avoids jail time.
Yeah.
He would still have to go back and live in a neighborhood.
And start mowing.
Right?
Yeah.
There is no explanation you could give your neighbors where you're coming back from.
No. No, there's something wrong over here, bro.
And like, I can't think of, even if I liked the guy, what they could come up to me and say where I'd be like, I get it.
So let's say he ain't moving back. His wife, let's say it goes bad for him, break up.
Gone forever.
Away.
Gone forever.
Do you try to buy that mower off him?
Why would you want the mower?
Because you get a good... John Deere's are expensive.
You're going to try and undercut a guy that was willing to have a standoff with police.
Who cares, man? If that's a really nice John Deere, those things are not cheap. Would you want to buy Crazy John?
No.
Crazy John Deere?
No, I don't want that. I would. No.
You're
in it. You think you have the negotiating skills to negotiate with a guy that was willing to have a standoff with police on said
mower? I bet you I get a good deal on that thing, man.
Okay. And you've been shot. And nobody's sad. You're right. I take it back. Baron Von Butt writes us on Instagram... Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Nothing screams standoff like Chinese takeout and Irish car bombs. Bro, you're going to crap your pants in the standoff.
Yeah, true.
Hey, it's going to give you a tummy ache.
Other question.
You're not going to be able to follow through with your threats.
Tummy ache. If I am holding up the group, if I have a one-man standoff, right, how do I go to the bathroom?
You can't.
Ever?
You're going to pee your pants.
No, you got to take them with you.
Yeah.
And it is a grabber.
No. Okay. No, because
now you're not keeping your eye on things.
Yeah, they could just come in the front door.
Yeah.
Wait, so it's a one-man standoff.
I got hostages, but I'm the only one in there. I don't have like partners or anything.
Oh, that's a bad.
And we're in hour 9, and I got to take a dump. How do you do that?
Right in a trash can, I guess.
Well, no, because even when I pull my, like, I'm going to be vulnerable. You know how, like, when your dog takes a dump, he looks you right in the eyes? Because he's scared.
Like,
he's
got my back, right?
Yeah. I would have no, even dumping in a garbage can, you think you can fire a shot and hit somebody on the run while taking a dump in a garbage can?
No, the answer is no.
Okay. So I guess you'd have to just go in your pants. I don't know.
Yeah.
Grab trowel right on the floor.
But now I got all this great food coming. And my
pants really ruined the dinner hour for sure.
We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. Maybe there are more hostage fantasies than we think.
Okay.
Not a great thing. Mm-hmm. Steve's on CMF. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Good, and you?
Good, man. What do you got?
You saw, I would imagine you saw Die Hard, correct?
Yes, of course. Who hasn't seen Die Hard? We're in America, aren't we, Steve?
Just a few minutes ago, you were saying what movies you've been watching where there's a douchebag hostage that you want to see get shot. And there was definitely a douchebag hostage that I was happy to see get shot in that movie.
All right, Steve.
Okay.
Hotel Bob.
Thank you, Steve. All right. Have a good rest of the day.
There you go.
All right. Let's never talk about this again.
Okay.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
She'll live in infamy. Well, no, infamy's bad. She'll go down in history.
Okay.
If this is successful. And here's the thing, man. It sounds like, based on folks who already tried it, this is going to be a massive hit.
So it's a big game changer.
I'll let you decide, Tommy, because not only is she rich, she did it.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF Lay's Potato Chips every year does a contest called Do Us a Flavor.
Oh, I got you.
You get it? Very clever.
Yeah.
Where they ask for customers to submit ideas for new chip flavors.
Mm.
And this year, after millions of submissions, they narrowed it down to three chips that they allowed the public to vote for. Now, the people didn't get to try the chips. They just got to vote based on what they sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
And Paula George.
How do I know that name?
You don't. It's just, that's the woman. Well, she invented this chip.
Just a lady.
Invented and will be the proud new... namesake of bacon grilled cheese Lay's potato chips.
Oh, buddy.
Well, yeah, man, it's a perfect combo.
She also won $1 million.
No kidding.
Man.
$1 million.
Bacon grilled cheese.
Bacon grilled cheese Lay's potato chips that should be hitting shelves if they're not already out there now.
Oh, no kidding. This is chip season.
Okay. There were two other chips
That
America decided this was better than. The first one, Valencia and lime. Can I ask
Wait. So a Valencia...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Valentia.
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I. It looks like a hot sauce. I was going to ask you because you seem to be all worldly. Well, let me tell you what Valentia is.
I do not.
The other one that lost, which I would have voted for and why we didn't vote for this, Korean-style fried chicken potato chips.
Ooh.
Why would you go with bacon and cheese, bacon grilled cheese
over Korean fried barbecue is tasty.
You always pick fried chicken no matter what kind of fried chicken.
Yeah, true.
What is wrong with you people? But
do they have just a straight fried chicken flavored chip?
I'm sure somebody does. Kimmy, can we Google?
Oh, it's got to exist.
If it existed, you would know about it being the snack queen.
Well,
queen
but sometimes chip. They do those chips and it'll be like limited time only. It's not. They don't put it in like the regular rotation, but they'll do like specific releases. Because I've noticed a lot of strange flavors lately that I don't know if companies are testing them to keep them around or just like we're just going to do this for a little while because it's not a super popular flavor.
Well, it feels like, Kimmy, as food companies are seeing like their products get hit because yeah. folks aren't spending enough money.
Yeah.
They have to keep like releasing crazier things for us to like try it.
Yeah. Okay. You know, so Lay's did make a
she gets really close and serious about her chips.
I think you need reading glasses.
Korean style fried chicken chip.
All right.
Korean style fried chicken. That's what I'm looking at here.
Korean style fried chicken chip.
Okay, I take it back. It says here in the story the runner up flavors will be featured for a limited time.
Okay.
Whereas the bacon grilled cheese Lay's that Paula George herself invented will be now.
Around.
Yeah, they're a permanent fixture in the Lay's situation.
Lay's also made a hot chicken flavored.
Hot chicken coming through. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Are you crazy flavor chip lady or are you standard chip lady?
See, I'm not. I want to try it, but I don't want to commit to a whole bag of chips. So wait for somebody else to tell me if it's good or not. Bag like if it's at a party or something.
It costs like $5.
Yeah, no kidding. It's not like a major investment.
But it is a major investment because then I substituted that for like a snack I know I like, and now I'm pissed.
You can get both snacks, Kimmy.
No.
Just give the rest of your dog if you don't like them.
No, you can't give the dog chips. A whole bag of chips.
Give the dog whatever you want to. It's your dog.
No, and then I just feel like I wasted a bag of chips.
Damn it.
You're a standard chip guy.
No, I like some flavored chips. I don't like those heavy like barbecue smoky chips.
Those
stuff
are
like
standard. Those are like regular chips now. Yeah. Those are standard chips.
I like any kind of cheesy chip I'll eat. Like if you tell me it was like a cheddar cheese or a Swiss cheese chip, I'd
Swiss
love it.
Cheese chip. Yeah.
You don't like Swiss cheese?
This is why you would lose this contest.
Well, no, I mean, I don't.
There was a ham and Swiss cheese chip that would be delicious. You're like ham and cheese sandwich.
How would you make ham
it's
into
flavor.
A chip?
It's flavor.
I know how chips work.
Well, buddy, how do you do it? You take the flavor of the pig's ass, you put it on the goddamn chip.
Man,
and eat
you're
it.
Selling it really hard. I don't know how. Why would no one want that?
A pig ass and cheese chip.
Vex Patriarch writes us on Twitter. Says he has had the bacon grilled cheese chips. They are good. He has a second bag in the house now.
Wow.
Korean barbecue chips are good, but I don't think they are as good. Oh,
okay.
Well, that's disappointing. Thanks a lot.
You would need any cheese chip, like Gorgonzola blue cheese.
God, no, Gorgonzola
like the
chip.
The smellier the cheese, the worse the chip's going to be.
Gah.
All right.
Ah. What is wrong with you?
Well, like as heavy Italian cheeses on a chip.
I'm not a big fan of the heavy Italian cheeses, period. Like, if it's, like, hidden somewhere in the dish, I can eat it.
Right,
but, like,
yeah.
I wouldn't eat just, like,
straight
a whole, yeah, hunk of gorgonzola.
Like, you don't like Asiago?
Spinach, maybe. Spinach Asiago dip.
Oh, like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that stuff's crack.
But I'm saying outside of that, no, I wouldn't, like, if somebody handed me, like, a hunk of Asiago cheese, I wouldn't, like, take a bite.
Could you eat any type of fish chip?
No.
Like a clam dip chip? Because people eat clam dip and chips.
No,
I
hate clam dip.
Really?
I don't like clam.
Really?
I don't like clam chowder. I don't like
clam
dip.
It's not my favorite, but it's good.
I love clams.
I don't like clams, man. It's gross. Unless they're, like, deep fried and battered.
What if it was, like, a sushi-flavored chip?
Now I'm out.
Nah.
No.
I feel like that doesn't go well.
Why?
And it should.
Like crab meat. Like a crab meat on a chip.
So those are very,
or shrimp.
So there's a bunch of different shrimp and crab flavored Lay's that they sell in Asia. You can get them at those.
Because they're delicious.
You
don't like them.
You can buy these. Like they sell those Asian chips at those stores in the
mall
now.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
talking about? But my kids haven't brought them home yet.
I would want to try those.
Sounds gross, man. No. I'm out.
You like crab meat?
Yeah, I'll eat crab meat. But I don't want it in the chip.
You like shrimp?
I'll eat cooked shrimp. Not like shrimp cocktail.
What if it was like fried Korean shrimp dip chip? That would be delicious.
No.
You're not very adventurous.
I'm super adventurous.
It doesn't sound like it.
I'm not a huge.
As soon as a shrimp boat shows up, you bitch out
I'm
and
not
leave.
First of all, I had a shrimp allergy when I was a kid that sent me to the hospital when some kid dropped a shrimp popper in my milk in third grade and didn't tell me on purpose.
Yeah, but you don't have it anymore, do you?
No, I don't. But like, I think it just turned me off of like shrimp cocktail. Oh. Like, I can't. If it's just plain cold shrimp cocktail, I can't eat it. It's gross.
Man, I can't pass it up. You know, if I'm at a party, I go for the shrimp.
Yeah, you're a whore for shrimp.
Yeah, but that's top end.
252 WCMF. We're talking about Paula George. She's now a millionaire and has the honor of discovering, inventing the new Lay's bacon grilled cheese chips.
I'm surprised they don't already have that. It sounds so base.
I can't believe she's the only one that thought of
that's what I'm saying.
That idea.
Like,
or was
that
it
would
just like
out.
She was the one selected?
Yeah, I would be pissed if I also thought of that and she got $1 million.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk to Mark, 252 WCMF. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good, Mark. What you got?
Goldfish just came out with a new flavor. Dill pickle flavored goldfish.
Really? Are you seven?
I would try it.
No, I think it's disgusting. I wouldn't eat it. But
no, dill pickle sounds good.
I feel like you could do dill pickle with a lot of snacks.
Yeah. It's a complete, they go together on a plate.
Okay, but do you like
if dill? If you're eating a burger, chips, and a dill pickle,
yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, do you like dill pickle chips, Mark?
Not really, no.
So you're not even a pickle guy.
I mean, I'll eat a pickle, like, in the cucumber form, but not in the potato chip form.
He likes a long-form pickle.
You're the one bragging about pickles.
Oh, Tommy, that was good.
You got him.
I've heard better. Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, there ain't a pickle I wouldn't eat. I'm serious. You don't... Are you a pickle snob now?
No, I mean, I'm not a... I have to be in a pickle mood.
Pickle mood?
Yeah, I have to be in a pickle mood.
Man, I will say, I do draw the line at people drink pickle juice. I can't do that.
I'm not chugging
that,
juice.
Well, no, it's like a new health thing, right?
Yeah. No, I'm not doing
or
that.
Or they'll cramp. Chase it. What are those, the pickle shots? Yeah. You ever heard of those?
Yeah, it's
that
gross.
Grossed me out.
All right, so the one thing we figured out is Tommy has no idea what he's talking about when it comes to snack food. That's all
No, you just don't want my cheese chips.
No, I don't.
Or my fish chips.
No. Gross. Take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.